It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So home prices have been rising. We know that. I don't think wages necessarily are keeping up with it. How's housing affordability these days?
Well, you know, they have this index that's out there, and basically the index is not favorable. The affordability index is dropping. So basically what they're saying is the prices of housing are growing faster than people's wages, in essence, is what's occurring.
So what are some of the numbers here? How much of the market, what percentage of the market is starting to become unaffordable?
You're looking at about 25% of the U.S. markets are becoming less affordable than usual. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you know, certain cities are better than others. The silver lining in all of this, if you really think about it, is that in order to have this happen, you've got stronger wages growing is the silver lining in this report, which is outpacing home price growth in more than half of the markets for the first time since the first quarter of 2012.
All right. So wages are starting to pick up a little bit, and that's going to help. And we did see a pickup in the cost of mortgages, but I think that rate has come down a little bit, so that might be helping as well. What are some of the counties or some of the areas in the country that are least affordable?
Well, the biggest areas are Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Hawaii.
No surprise there.
Right. Absolutely no surprise. Mm-hmm. California, you've got New York, California, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if you live in these places and you can't afford it, the good news is there's places that are affordable. So you can leave your beautiful home in Maui and move to Clayton County, Georgia,
okay.
For example.
Well, it's in the Atlanta metro area. We've got nothing against
yeah,
that.
No, yeah, no, nothing. It's not quite Maui, but
it's true.
Wayne County, Michigan, Trumbull County, Ohio. So lots of places in Georgia, Michigan, Ohio, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
New York State.
New York State.
So you can move out of Manhattan and, you know,
yeah,
move,
and just go
move
out
to Albany.
The burbs. So there are options.
Okay. So one out of every four counties in the country, prices are becoming less affordable. And that's a sign of a pretty high price market, right?
It is. It means, you know, especially from where we've been, and not all areas are back to where we were in 2006.
Yeah.
But certainly we are looking at a very healthy real estate market. You know, everything's supply and demand, Steve. You know, interest rates. You know, people get all worried about the prices of houses going way up. Well, when that happens, then people can't afford them, and then the interest rates drop. So when the interest rates drop, you know, they work
like hand in hand. It's a self
right.
The economies, when they're working at their best, are self correcting.
Right.
So if things become unaffordable, then housing softens, and then prices come down, and the market right. kind of reflects that. It doesn't happen immediately. But, you know, it does happen over time. That's kind of the beauty of free enterprise, is that markets self-correct. But now the issue is, with prices so high, people on average still are not selling. Sellers are not at the marketplace.
Right. And the sellers aren't at the marketplace because the sellers are looking at their home. They look at what's available if they want to move. And they're like, oh, wow, there's no inventory. Do I really want to sell my house? Mm-hmm. So we've got ourselves caught in this vicious cycle where we really anticipated that we would have more inventory, especially for the spring season, but it hasn't happened yet. And that's primarily because the sellers are out there looking to see what they can get for their money. And they're discouraged. They don't see a lot of opportunity because of the low levels of inventory. So we need sellers to sell. You know, we need inventory. So sellers have to sell and make that move.
And then the fact is, though, where are they going? You know, if they're selling at a nice...
Georgia.
Well, this is it. This is really it. I mean, if you're going to be selling and you want to stay in your marketplace, you're going to be buying up as well.
Right.
So, you know, there's got to be another reason for you to move, whether you're maybe buying down to reduce the noose, you know, as I used to say,
right.
Or you're buying up because your family is expanding. There's got to be a reason. But nevertheless, there's just not enough reasons, I guess, to bring the sellers out. And I guess they are not all going to move to Bibb County, Georgia, you know?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I guess we figured that one out. I want to talk about your real estate survival guide, because we were discussing earlier off the air, you know, that watch out for deed restrictions, because that can really mess you up. You've got some experiences with that as well. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. So many people buy single family homes. This is the best example. Buy a single family home. You don't think about what kind of rules and regulations there may be in the neighborhood. If you're buying a home, absolutely put into a contract, you know, some kind of language that says seller has to provide the deed restrictions or rules and regulations during the inspection period so you have an opportunity to review them. Here are the nasty surprises that happen all the time, Steve. Buyer owns a pickup truck. Never told his realtor he had a pickup truck. No one ever seemed to ask him about a pickup truck. He didn't know the rules. Goes to close on his property. Guess what? Pickup truck is not allowed.
Yeah.
And now we have a big problem. That's a real typical one that we see quite often, you know, vehicle restrictions. If you're someone who's buying a home that plans to change the home, you really need to know what kind of height restrictions there may be in the neighborhood. Are you allowed? Do you have to get approval from the association? We have a neighborhood here in my marketplace where all the roofs have to be white. You know, they all have to be uniform. So, you know, somebody may not think about it. They may say, hey, you know, I want one of these new S-tile clay color roofs. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? It's not going to fly. Mm-hmm. And it can be costly by not knowing what those deed restrictions are prior to moving in.
Yeah. I mean, what if you own a business where you have a van that has commercial lettering on the side or
another big mistake. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you a personal example. We had that my husband, and we had to buy white magnets to put them over the label, you know, the signage on one of his vehicles.
Oh, I see. In other words, with nothing on it, just the magnet. So
right.
You covered up the writing.
Mm. Company logos that were on his vehicle. So
wow.
These are things that are important to know about prior to getting into a neighborhood.
Yeah, so watch out for deed restrictions. And you have there's a 3-day rescission period, right? So.
Well, no, there isn't.
No, there isn't.
That's only in condos. And that's why it's so important. I know in our contracts in Florida, in the market that we're in, there's nothing that says the seller has to provide the deed restrictions. So it's really, as a consumer, as a buyer, you need to, you know, ask your realtor to put in some kind of language.
Got it.
So that you get a hold of those documents so you can review them for yourself.
Got it. My guest, as always, is Terry Story, a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she could be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.